This is WHCC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our phone number here, 395-1450. Our guest today, we have Kathy with us, along with Terry, and good morning to you both.
Good morning, Duke.
Good morning.
It looks like we have some visitors here today.
Well, goodness sakes, look at all that.
Look, all young people are going to...
Duke Van Oss, pardon me, breaking news here. We interrupt this regularly scheduled broadcast for...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Duke. Happy birthday to you.
Professional groove, you have to sing happy birthday.
Very nice. I think some of these kids I saw in Phantom of the Opera yesterday. You did a great job for that, too.
Thank you.
So, Duke, you have the vocal dimensions from Holland Public Schools. We have one more song to wish you a very merry Christmas.
All right, let's have it.
Here we go.
With boughs of holly, la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us, fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa la 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 la. Follow me in merry measure, fa la 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 la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure, fa la 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 la. Fast away the old year passes, fa la 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 la. Hail the new year, lads and lasses, fa la 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 la. Sing we joyous all together, fa la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa la 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 la.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Isn't that terrific?
Happy birthday, Duke, from all of us.
Thank you, thank you.
Happy birthday.
What a treat. What a treat to have the vocal dimensions sing happy birthday.
It sounded great, you guys. Good job.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Way to celebrate 90 years, huh, Duke?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And now we eat cake.
Well, we're going to talk about food on the air, so maybe
thank you.
I have two Phantom of the Opera out there for you as well. I hope you can enjoy it.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Phantom of the Opera is a great production.
It is. I saw it yesterday. They did a fantastic job with it. Really nice production. So good. Congratulations to all the kids in Phantom of the Opera and to the Vocal Dimensions for a wonderful song performance here today.
Let me take this call just a moment. Yes, Talk of the Town. Thank you, Big Al. Thank you very much. Big Al there wishing me a happy birthday, too. All right. Hey, shall we get to the recipes?
We shall. So.
It's kind of hard to go to that from what we just got.
Eat cake, we'll talk about cake.
Exactly.
With a cappuccino muffin mix is the next recipe, or the first recipe we're going to talk about today.
Yep. This is actually a product that we do quite a bit of at Freedom Village. Cappuccino muffins are probably the most favorite muffin
really?
At Freedom Village. And I played around at home and found a way to make this recipe at home without having to actually purchase the product from Freedom Village. So you're going to start out with one box of Duncan Hines caramel cake mix. This is a little bit unorthodox from my normal recipes. It's not making it from scratch again.
Yeah, that is a...
I did play around with
cheating
some,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
a little,
cheating,
little bit of cheating, but it makes
it
easy.
It's so worth it. These are an amazing, amazing muffin or quick bread, breakfast bread. So one box of Duncan Hines caramel cake mix, three large eggs, a half a cup of canola oil, an 11-ounce iced coffee drink. I use Starbucks because it was on sale when I purchased it. These are similar to the Frappuccino, just a little glass jar coffee drink that you would buy, an iced coffee drink. And 11 ounces is the size that you need. Now, I've seen them at many different stores, many different varieties, so feel free to try it up. And then a 2-ounce vanilla instant pudding and a half a cup of mini chocolate chips or finely chopped chocolate if you decide to do that. You're going to start out with gathering your ingredients, and then you're going to preheat your oven to 350. You spray your pans with canola oil cooking spray. You can also use paper cups if you'd prefer to have that that look. So you can do them without the cups, though, as well. Or you could also put it in a bread loaf pan if you wanted the quick bread type of a
Is this a big loaf pan, or is it a mini loaf pan that we're looking at?
A regular size. You would need several mini ones in order to do that. So, in a large mixing bowl, you're going to place your 3 eggs, your half a cup of oil, and the 11-ounce coffee drink. And then you're going to add the 2-ounce package of vanilla instant pudding to that and your caramel cake mix. If you put that on top of the liquid, it tends to help it not stick to the bottom of the bowl. So, and then you're just going to mix that until incorporated at low speed, and you scrape the bowl at least once to make sure you're getting it all from the sides of the bowl.
So we're not going to make the cake mix like it says on the box. We're going to just use it as an ingredient in the muffin.
Yep. And the eggs and the oil and the liquid from the coffee drink is where your water, your eggs and oil would be for your cake mix.
Okay.
So you're basically making a cake, but we're doing it a little differently.
We're gonna mix it up a little bit.
And I always add pudding to all of my cakes, so they always turn out so much moister. So.
Yeah.
And after you've scraped the bowl and mixed it just till it's incorporated, then you're going to fold in the half a cup of mini chocolate chips or chocolate. Then you can scoop this mix into prepared muffin pans or pour it into your bread pan. And you're going to bake the muffins at 350 degrees for 15 to 18 minutes or until a toothpick in the center comes out clean. You can also do the bread pan. It's going to be about 45 minutes or so, depending on how long. You just want to make sure that it completely cooks through. And then you want to cool it at least 15 minutes before serving. They're great warm, cold, etc. They make a great gift. They also, if you can make it to giving them away, usually you can't even wait. You have to eat them right away.
Yeah, you eat them all before they make it out the door, huh?
Yeah, they're very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be a really nice thing to try for Christmas morning, maybe, or if you have a guests over for the holidays. It'd be a nice change of pace to try the cappuccino muffins or the cappuccino bread.
Yeah, and it's great. So.
Now, in case they did not get this recipe,
you can call me at Freedom Village at 820-7400. You'll get our front desk and then just ask for Kathy Blackburn. And if I don't answer right away, just leave a message on my voicemail. I'll be happy to get these recipes out to you. I do have a few I still need to get out to folks from a month ago, but we will get those in the mail soon, too. So give me a call if you'd like the recipe.
It's a lot of typing, Kathy.
It is a lot of, yeah. You know, a lot of formatting. I put them on 4x6 recipe cards, and so you have them right there, and you can put them right in your recipe box.
All right. And we'll take a moment out for this.
On the corner of 8th and River in downtown Holland.
We open daily at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, we're open till 9 p.m. Saturdays, we close at 8 p.m. And on Sundays, we are closed all day.
All right. And now back to the next recipe, which is apple leek and butternut squash gratin.
This is a new one for me. I've never heard of this one before. So
we do a butternut squash gratin at Freedom Village, and it is very well received. So I had to take a recipe and change it up a little bit. And
are leeks available readily?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. You might have to search a couple stores to find them, but yes, they should.
So typically in the produce section.
Produce section. Yeah.
And are they typically fresh, or can you buy them? That you have to get them fresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to start out with 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of water, 2 medium leeks, thinly sliced crosswise. this is going to be the white part only of the leek. You're going to trim out the tough outer leaves. The outside ones are definitely going to be a little bit tougher, so you want to get rid of those. And then you're going to wash it and drain it very well and dry a little bit. A half a cup of dry sherry. 1 tablespoon of fresh sage, and then chop that. And you may want to leave a couple of leaves just for the garnish. 1 pound of butternut squash. You're going to peel it, seed it, and slice it into 1/8-inch thick slices. And 1 pound of apples. Gala apples are probably the best for this. And you're going to peel them, have them, core them, and cut into 1/8-inch thick slices. And 1/2 cup of freshly grated Parmesan cheese. And then salt and pepper to taste. Again, we're going to start with gathering our ingredients and preheating our oven to 350 degrees. In a large skillet, we're going to heat 2 tablespoons of the olive oil over medium heat. And then we're going to add our leeks and 2 tablespoons of water. And we're going to season that with salt and pepper as we like. And then we're going to cook them thoroughly, stirring occasionally until they begin to brown, about 10 minutes. And to that, we're going to add 1/2 cup of sherry, 1 tablespoon of sage, the chopped fresh sage, and then we're going to cook that until the liquid is reduced to a glaze. About 3 minutes it should take, and we're going to set that aside. And then in a 2-quart shallow baking dish, we're going to arrange 1 pound of squash in overlapping layers. And the, we'll continue on.
So it's going to be sliced butternut squash, and then yep. we're going to layer that into a baking pan.
Yep, layer that first. I thought we had to mix the apples in, but that comes later. We're going to put in the squash, and then we're going to season that with salt and pepper again if we need to. Spread the leeks evenly over the squash layer. And then we're going to arrange the pound of apples in an overlapping layer over the leeks. So you've got 3 different layers going on. And we're going to brush the apples with the remaining 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Cover tightly with aluminum foil and bake in a 350 degree oven for 45 minutes. Then after that's baked, we're going to uncover and sprinkle 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese over top. Raise the oven temperature up to 450 and bake for 10 minutes until the cheese is melted and golden brown. The tip of a paring knife should easily pierce this, and it should be soft. If it's still hard, you're going to need to bake it a little longer. And then you want to let it cool 10 minutes before serving, and you can garnish it with sage.
So does it kind of, I mean, it's layered like a lasagna would be,
yep.
right? So that's how it would kind of look when you serve it up. So it's a beautiful presentation then, too,
Very
right?
Very nice, yep. Yeah. The colors are there, the flavors. It's a great recipe.
Nice. Sounds great.
Gratin is quite a nice Thanksgiving treat. It can be, but we're a little past Thanksgiving, so you can do it for Christmas, too.
Yeah, for sure. Nice Christmas dinner. Change things up. Don't do the green bean salad this year, folks. Do the butternut leek squash gratin. There you go.
All right. We're going to take a moment off for the weather here. And the weather is brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. Now featuring, listen to this, caramel apple French toast sticks. That sounds pretty good. Well, the weather's going to be windy today with a few snow showers and a high of 28. And windy tonight with a few snow showers, a low of 17. And windy and snow showers tomorrow with a high of 26. And right now we're looking at 28 degrees in the Tulip City. All right. Back to more recipes, and this is an apple butter pork loin.
Great holiday meal. This would be great for a Sunday afternoon, Sunday dinner meal if you'd like, or you could do it anytime. You could change it up and do pork loin for Christmas if you'd like. You're going to need 2 boneless pork loin roasts, about 2-pound average. Season salt to taste. 2 cups of apple juice, 1/2 a cup of apple butter, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of water, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves. Once again, I start out every recipe with gather the ingredients.
That's right. Get those ingredients together, folks.
And then we preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Season the 2 pork loins with seasoning salt, as you'd like. And place them in a 9x13 baking dish or a small roasting pan. Canola oil sprayed for easier cleanup. You could also line it with foil if you'd like, so you don't have to have any cleanup. You can just throw the foil
that
away.
That makes life easier, yes. For sure, yeah.
pour 2 cups of apple juice over the pork loins and cover your dish with a lid or aluminum foil, depending on what you're using, and bake for 1 hour at 350 degrees. Now, while the pork is roasting, you can mix together 1/2 a cup of apple butter, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of water, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 1/4 teaspoon of cloves. After an hour of roasting the pork, you can remove the roast from the oven and cover the apple butter, or cover with the apple butter mixture, and then spread that evenly over the 2 roasts. Cover your pan again with foil or the lid and return to a 350 degree oven for another 2 hours or until fork tender. And you can garnish this dish with a few sliced apples or serve with baked sweet potatoes for an extra treat.
Sounds like it's a pretty simple recipe, so it just takes some time. You have to plan for that 3 hours worth of baking time, plus a little bit of time to sit when you're done, and that sounds really good.
Apple butter is a great way to, I mean, everyone's used to pork chops and applesauce, but
right.
Apple butter makes a nice treat for this.
Well, and I'm sure that it keeps the meat really moist,
yes.
So you're not going to get dry pork when you do it this
and
way.
So much flavor.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. We got pumpkin bars, and we've got some cranberry upside-down cake. We'll probably have time for just one. Which one do you want to do?
We'll do the cranberry upside-down cake.
Okay. Timely and seasonal.
That's
seasonal.
Right.
We are going to take a twist off the traditional pineapple upside-down cake, and we'll do cranberry upside-down cake. And this is for 10 servings. The recipe that I found is actually to be made in a cast iron skillet, but you can definitely use a regular baking dish or a cake pan. So some of the things in here may sound like they're going to be in the skillet, but I will try and change that up. 3/4 cup of light brown sugar, packed. 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter, and then those are softened and divided. 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons of fresh orange juice, divided. 1 12-ounce bag, about 3 cups of fresh or frozen thawed cranberries. 3/4 cup of whole wheat pastry flour. Whole wheat pastry flour has less gluten-forming potential than regular whole wheat flour and helps make tender baked goods. It's found in your bakery aisle, possibly under the name Bob's Red Mill or King Arthur brands. 2 teaspoons of baking powder.
Well, I think we missed the
3/4
cups of all-purpose flour.
3/4 cups of all-purpose flour, yes. So you're going to have the whole wheat pastry flour and the all-purpose flour in this. Then 2 teaspoons of baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 2 eggs, large, at room temperature. The best way to bring an egg to room temperature is set it on the counter for about 15 minutes. You don't want to let it go too much longer than that, so just figure 15 minutes before. Or you can submerge it in the shell in a bowl of lukewarm not hot. You don't want to boil the egg. Lukewarm water for about 5 minutes. The water method does not work for milk.
And that makes a difference with how the consistency is going to turn out of your cake, the temperature of your egg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, you definitely want to have the egg a little bit warmer. The reason I said the water method doesn't work for the milk, because there is milk coming up here in the recipe that you need to have at room temperature. So that one would be better to let it sit out for 15 minutes. So, a third cup of canola oil, 1 cup of granulated sugar or sugar substitute, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and then 1/2 cup of low-fat milk at room temperature. And then whipped cream for garnish. Okay.
So lots of ingredients together
lots
here.
Lots of ingredients. Lots of different ingredients. You're going to take out your 2 eggs and 1/2 cup of low-fat milk 15 minutes prior to preparing this cake. Gather the other ingredients and preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Heat 3/4 cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of butter, and 2 tablespoons of orange juice in a large skillet over medium heat, stirring constantly. Continue to heat until the butter melts with the mixture and the mixture starts to bubble. Let it cool, and you're going to coat the sides of your baking dish with the canola oil baking spray. Bring the remaining 1/4 cup of orange juice and the 12-ounce bag of cranberries to a simmer in a medium saucepan.
So we have one pan where we're making the brown sugar butter mixture.
The caramel sauce.
Yeah, the caramel sauce.
Yep.
And then we have a different pan that we are putting in
the orange juice.
The
and
orange
the cranberries.
Juice mixture. Okay, yep. So we're still working on top of the stove.
Yep. Let's see, where were we? Stirring often until about 1/2 the cranberries have popped open. So you want to cook this and just simmer it just till the cranberries pop. Pour the cranberries evenly in over the cooled brown sugar mixture in your baking dish. So you're going to pour the caramel sauce in the dish first, then you're going to put the cranberries over top of that. Then, separately, another dish, we're going to whisk together 3/4 cup of whole wheat flour, 3/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt in a medium-sized bowl. In a large mixing bowl, you're going to whip 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1/3 cup of canola oil, 1 cup of sugar, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. And beat that with an electric mixer until combined. Mix in the flour mixture that you had set aside, and 1/2 cup of milk until incorporated. And then you're going to spread this batter over the cranberries and the caramelized sugar. You're then going to bake in a 350-degree oven until the top of cake is golden brown and the cake is pulled away from the sides of the pan, approximately 30 to 40 minutes. Let the pan cool on a wire rack for about 15 minutes. Run a knife around the edge of the pan and carefully, since the caramel syrup will be quite hot and still a little dangerous, and then invert the cake onto a serving plate. And then let cool at least 30 minutes before serving. You can serve it warm or room temperature. And you can garnish it with a little whipped cream if you'd like.
So a little bit of work, but it sounds like a lot of reward once you get done with that, making that cranberry upside-down cake. So really good stuff. And if you missed those ingredients, I know there's a lot of steps there. You can call me at Freedom Village at 820-7400. Ask for Kathy Blackburn and just ask me to mail you the recipes, and I will be happy to do that. So again, this one serves 10. So for any of the recipes that we've had today, great holiday recipes for folks, lots of fun stuff that you can that you can try if you enjoy cooking. There are some more complicated ones if you like cooking, but not quite so much. There are a few less complicated ones. So kind of something for everybody today, which is really great.